Ether, chapter 11, verse 1. And there came also in the days of calm many prophets, and prophesied of the destruction of that great people, except they should repent, and turn unto the Lord, and forsake their murders and wickedness. 2. And it came to pass that the prophets were rejected by the people, and they fled unto calm for protection, for the people sought to destroy them. Calm being blessed all the remainder of his days is a result of him hearkening unto the prophesying and teaching of these prophets. He was able to receive from them knowledge and understanding because he provided protection from him from those in the population who sought their lives. Verse 4, and he lived to a good old age, and he begat Shiblom, and Shiblom reigned in his stead. And the brother of Shiblom rebelled against him, and there began to be an exceedingly great war in all the land. Rivalry again amongst brethren as to who should succeed to the throne of their father. Shiblom, once again, is the youngest of the sons of Calm. Notice it says he lived to a good old age and begat Shiblom. The older brother, out of jealousy, foments division and flatters the people. This is the way of the dark side, into rebelling against his father and his younger brother to go to war against them. Verse 5, it came to pass that the brother of Shiblom caused that all the prophets who prophesied of the destruction of the people should be put to death. When their prophets speak out against their abominations and wickedness, they, like Laman and Lemuel of old, say, "Thou hast declared unto us hard things more than we are able to bear." And these prophets, like ancient Nephi, would say, "It came to pass that I said unto them, I knew that I had spoken hard things against the wicked according to the truth, and the righteous have I justified and testified that they should be lifted up at the last day. Wherefore the guilty taketh the truth to be hard, for it cutteth them to the very center. And now, my brethren, if ye were righteous, and were willing to hearken to the truth, and give heed unto it that ye might walk uprightly before God, then ye would not murmur because of the truth, and say, Thou speakest hard things against us." 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. Back to Ether 10, verse 6, and there was great calamity in all the land, for they had testified that a great curse should come upon the land and also upon the people, and there should be a great destruction among them, such an one as never had been upon the face of the earth, and their bones should become as heaps of earth upon the face of the land, except they should repent of their wickedness. These prophets are prophesying of the eventual destruction of the Jaredite nation. As a guesstimate, I would suggest that we are somewhere now 1,200 to 1,500 years into the Jaredite history. Verse 7, they hearken not unto the voice of the Lord because of their wicked combinations. What is it about these wicked combinations that would cause them to reject the word of the Lord through his prophets and harden their hearts against the Spirit? They have sworn dark oaths that we can read about again. Go back to Ether 8, verse 13. "Will ye swear unto me that ye will be faithful unto me in the thing which I shall desire of you?" It came to pass that they all swear unto him, here we go, "by the God of heaven, and also by the heavens, and also by the earth, and by their heads, that whoso should vary from the assistance which Achish desired should lose his head, and whoso should divulge whatsoever thing Achish made known of them, the same should lose his life." There is tremendous threat and intimidation, extortion, all kinds of blackmail and coercion. Even if you should feel a desire because of the Spirit striving with you as you listen to the words of the Lord's anointed, these people fear for their lives if they are to turn against their secret brotherhood and society. Human life is cheap within these societies, and there is a lot of murder through assassination that takes place if anyone seeks to turn away from and abandon these dark oaths and covenants. There is only one thing to do with the perpetrators of these secret plans, the plans of the ancients. They will not repent. They are beyond feeling that they cannot feel the Lord's words. There's only one thing to do, and that is to go in and put them under the sword and transfer their life from here in a mortal estate to a spiritual realm where perhaps they may have another opportunity to hear the voice of the Lord through His Spirit and repent and come unto Him. Verse 7, again, they hearken not unto the voice of the Lord because of their wicked combinations. Wherefore, there began to be wars and contentions in all the land, and also many famines and pestilences, insomuch that there was a great destruction, such an one as never had been known upon the face of the earth. And all this came to pass in the days of Shiblom. There we have it again. There is no voluntary humility. There is no remorse for actions. The people must be compelled to humility by taking away everything they have, even their own lives through death, if necessary. When this kind of take it away happens long enough, then in verse 8, the people began to repent of their iniquity, and inasmuch as they did, the Lord did have mercy on them. And thus we see that except the Lord doth chasten his people with many afflictions, yea, except he doth visit them with death and with terror and with famine and with all manner of pestilence, they will not remember him. Oh, how foolish and how vain, how evil and devilish and how quick to do iniquity and slow to do good are the children of men. Yea, how quick to hearken unto the words of the evil one and set their hearts upon the vain things of the world. How quick to be lifted up in pride, how quick to boast and do all manner of that which is iniquity. How slow are they to remember the Lord their God and to give ear unto his counsels. Yea, how slow to walk in wisdom's paths. Behold, they do not desire that the Lord their God, who hath created them, should rule and reign over them. Notwithstanding his great goodness and his mercy toward them, they do set at naught his counsels, and they will not that he should be their guide. Oh, how great is the nothingness of the children of men! Yea, even they are less than the dust of the earth. Helaman chapter 3, verses 3 through 7. Back to Ether 10, verse 9. And it came to pass that Shiblom was slain, and Seth was brought into captivity, and did dwell in captivity all his days. And it came to pass that Ahab, his son, did obtain the kingdom, and did reign over the people all his days. And he did do all manner of iniquity in his days, by which he did cause the shedding of much blood, and few were his days. Verse 11. And Etham, being a descendant of Ahab, did obtain the kingdom, and he also did do that which was wicked in his days. 12. And it came to pass in the days of Etham, there came many prophets and prophesied again unto the people. Yea, they did prophesy that the Lord would utterly destroy them from off the face of the earth, except they repented of their iniquities. Verse 13, and it came to pass the people hardened their hearts and would not hearken unto their words. And the prophets mourned and withdrew from among the people. These prophets once again did cry unto the people, but it was in vain. They did not realize that it was the Lord that had spared them and granted unto them a chance for repentance. Behold, they did harden their hearts against the Lord their God. Mormon chapter 3, verse 3. Back to Ether 11, verse 14. And it came to pass that Etham did execute judgment in wickedness all his days, and he begat Moron. And it came to pass that Moron did reign in his stead, and Moron did that which was wicked before the Lord. Verse 15, and it came to pass there arose a rebellion among the people because of that secret combination which was built up to get power and gain. The nature of these secret combinations is to subsist and thrive upon the backs of their people. There is no middle class. There are those who belong to this secret society, and robbery and assassination is the norm in order for them to obtain what they need to subsist. They rob and steal and murder and assassinate and support each other in this wickedness because of the oaths which they have taken amongst themselves. It eventually comes to a point where the common people cannot survive and remain outside of the secret society. The secret society will control the movements of goods and services so that you cannot buy or sell unless you obtain membership in their society or at least pay large sums of money, purchasing protection from those very individuals who threaten to kill you. Organized crime, La Cosa Nostra, mafia, are all modern-day examples of secret combinations that have flourished among the children of men since the beginning. Back to verse 15. And there arose a mighty man among them in iniquity, and gave battle unto Moron, in the which he did overthrow the half of the kingdom, and he did maintain the half of the kingdom for many years. 16. And it came to pass that Moron did overthrow him, and did obtain the kingdom again. 17. And it came to pass there arose another mighty man, and he was a descendant of the brother of Jared. 18. It came to pass that he did overthrow Moron and obtain the kingdom. Wherefore, Moron dwelt in captivity all the remainder of his days, and he begat Coriantor. 19. And it came to pass that Coriantor dwelt in captivity all his days. Verse 20. And in the days of Coriantor, there also came many prophets, and prophesied of great and marvelous things, and cried repentance unto the people. And except they should repent, the Lord God would execute judgment against them to their utter destruction. Because of the many years that passed by through just a few verses in the Jaredite record, the prophets who came in verse 5 and prophesied and were rejected could be a century or more down the road by the time we get to the prophets who prophesy in verse 20. Verse 21, and the Lord God would send or bring forth another people to possess the land by his power, after the manner by which he brought their fathers. Well, we can see that fulfilled in the coming of the Lehi colony and also in the coming of the Mulekite colony, the people of Zarahemla. At the time of this prophecy in verse 21, these colonies have not yet arrived in America. They would arrive in this land just before the last great prophet of the Jaredites, Ether, was born. Verse 22, and they did reject all the words of the prophets because of their secret society and wicked abominations. 23, it came to pass that Coriantor begat Ether, and he died having dwelt in captivity all of his days. The 11th chapter covers a period of time when wars, dissensions, and wickedness dominate Jaredite life. The Lord has sent prophets several times during this period of time, and they reject His word and either kill the prophets or they simply withdraw, mourning the fate of the people.